And now, the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs strained every nerve to make the first dinner with Esther Miller and Albert Allison a success. After all, this was the woman whom Allison had nearly married 15 years ago, present in Allison's life once again. And Mr. Allison tries to recapture the wasted past. But Sylvia went into one of her worst tantrums. She refused to come down to the table. She screamed at her father, and the dinner went on under the storm, embarrassed, uneasy, and happy. It's over now, and it looks as if Sylvia will never be cured by Dr. Kidd.
Allison, can I see you a minute? Excuse us, ladies. Please, Miss Miller, excuse us.
Yes, of course, Mr. Goldberg.
Sure, Pa.
Lovely, darling, don't you bother with the dishes. I'll do them.
I'll help you with the dishes, Mrs. Goldberg.
Why should you bother, Miss Miller?
It won't take us very long, Miss Miller.
Please, I'd like to.
Very well. Rosalie,
yes, Ma.
You just take off the tablecloth.
All right, Ma. I'll take off all the
right,
dishes.
I'll take this. And, Miss Miller, if you don't mind, you would take that dish,
yes.
Please. It's all right. So what's this cupboard,
Father? She's nice, isn't she?
Who?
And who am I talking about? I'm certainly not talking about Sylvia.
Bring in all the dishes, please.
I am, Mama, darling. What are you looking for, Sammy?
My pipe.
Don't pose with a pipe just because there's a stranger in the house.
Rosie, will you please...
What?
Nothing.
Rosie, I'm detained.
I'm coming. Well, I know that if I were almost married to a girl like you were to Sylvia, and even if the engagement was broken off, I'd feel sufficiently interested to give her a good talking to if she did what Sylvia did tonight. That's all I have to say.
Rosie?
I'm coming.
Yeah, Pa.
Let me have some matches, please.
Here.
Something will have to be done. This can't go on.
Everything will be all right.
How can you say that? Did you see how Allison looks? Don't you see the man is falling to pieces?
Here, Pa. Let me light it for you.
Oh, thanks. To be so humiliated by a child. To be so insulted.
That's the way Sylvia is, Pa.
Do you realize what a life you saved yourself from? Do you realize, Sammy?
All right, Rosalie. I didn't say you could help it. I didn't say you could help it. But I could say that you broke my bed's dish. That yes?
Sammy?
Yes.
There's Allison.
Trying to pull himself together.
And what did he say?
What could he say?
You better go inside, Mom. Miss Miller's all alone.
All right, I'm going, dear.
I wouldn't care if Miss Miller wasn't such a remarkable woman.
Very.
Sweet.
Surely.
Refined.
Extremely.
Intelligent.
Smart.
She has natural hair, no?
Absolutely, Pa.
A beautiful life, standing ready with open arms. How a person could live if they would only let him.
Where are you going, Jake?
Maybe I'll walk Allison over to Dr. Cater's office.
Do that, Jake, darling. Do that. Papa was right. How a person could live if they would only let them.
Do you know where I can find another dish towel?
Oh, I'm coming, Miss Miller. Just thought I left out the dish towel.
I'm coming, Miss Miller. I'm very sorry.
Where are you going, Sammy?
Upstairs.
Are you going to say anything to Sylvia?
I don't know.
I know what I'd like to say to her.
Maybe I know what I'd like to say to her, too. Where are you going?
To my room.
Stay down.
I don't want to. I can go up to my room if I want to.
I said stay down.
Sammy, please.
Sammy?
No, Ma.
So where are you going?
Oh, I'm going upstairs.
Why can't I go upstairs with you?
Because I don't want you to.
If you're going to say something to her, why can't I be there? Why can't I have that pleasure?
Stay where you are.
Sammy.
Come in, it wouldn't take long for the water to boil, and then I'll do the pots. I'll do the pots late anyway, because I want to gather all together mine aluminum pots, because all the girls is making a committee, And we're going to the village, and we're going to take all the aluminum pots together. And in the village, we're going to make a big thing, a big trade. The carpenter's going to make, and all the pots is going to go in, and then we're going to have a whole bazaar. That'll be for the defense. Sit down, Miller, please. Excuse me.
Sammy?
Yes, boss.
Sammy? I want you here this moment to come hither. Please, there's something at Martin's that I want you to get for me. What is it?
Well, she has to be told, Ma.
Go, dear. Go.
You see, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, I see.
What happened 15 years ago is happening again.
Sylvia was a child then.
Yes, she was. And Albert was devoted to her, afraid for her, afraid of her. She was beautiful. She was queen of the house.
But I don't see yet, Miss Miller, if you'll excuse me, what the wishes of a child of five have to do with the lives of two grown-ups, as you and Mr. Allison were evidently, of course.
Well, Mrs. Goldberg, when two people get married, they have to learn to fit into each other's lives. Well, we knew that was impossible with Sylvie always present. He loved her, and she took an instant dislike to me. She screamed, she wept, she carried on as if she were mad. Well, that's no way to begin a marriage with a doubt always present. It was safer never to begin.
It was wise, Miss Miller, yes. Yet it wasn't so wise. Excuse me, please. Hello? Yes, Dr. Cater. Yes. Well, not very. No. Excuse me, Miss Miller. Dr. Cater on the phone. No. He's upstairs.
Is that police?
Of course, Doctor.
I'll take it.
Not so good. Not good, in fact.
Why don't you let me talk to him?
Because it's not for you, Sylvia, if you don't mind. Yes, Doctor. Goodbye.
It was Dr. Cater, wasn't it?
But he was speaking for me.
But he was speaking about me. And about you too, Miss Miller.
Especially about you.
And what did you decide?
We couldn't decide without talking to you first. Only you wouldn't come down and have dinner with us.
I choose those with whom I eat.
Sylvia.
Mrs. Goldberg, please. Why don't you choose to eat with me, Sylvia?
Because I don't like you.
And why don't you like me?
Because you're making my father act like a silly old man. And a stupid one, too.
Sylvia,
you don't have to listen if you don't like what I'm saying.
No, we don't. But I want to. What have you got against me, Sylvia? I saw you once, 15 years ago. This is the second time.
You don't belong to our family.
Sylvia.
And I don't want you in it. And no matter how you make eyes at him, and no matter what, you'll never marry him. So you might as well go back to where you came
don't
from.
Don't you think that's up to your father? Because you were a baby 15 years ago, he sacrificed his own life to you. But you're not a baby now, even though you're trying to act like one.
My father will do as I say. He's afraid not to. Sylvia. And he's never going to marry until I do. I'm first. I come first. All my life I've been unhappy because of you. Because he was thinking of you. Because you kept sending him cards, reminding him that he gave you up for his family. You wanted to come first. You wanted him to forget his own children and marry you and think of you. And he hated us because he had to give you up. Well, we paid for the fact that he didn't marry you. We paid for it. And you're not going to get in now. You're not going to move into a home you never helped build and enjoy money you never helped earn and enjoy a life you don't deserve. All you're thinking of is security for your old age. You're old now and you want to retire. You're old now and you want to retire. But you're not going to have the chance. So you can pack your bag and go back to New York. And look around for someone else to help you the rest of your life.
It begins to look as if Dr. Cater has made a complete failure with Sylvia. A failure that may lead to still more tragic consequences. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.